In the name of the Father and Son, Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. The sixth Sunday of the Great Fast is known as the Sunday of the man born blind. And in this story that we heard, we see one of the most amazing miracles that the Lord have done, if it is not actually the greatest of them all. As the man born blind said to the Pharisees, "Since the world began, it has not ever been heard that a person healed someone who was born blind." And to let you know that this man actually did not have an eye at all. Only he has the socket for the eyeball, but he never had an eye. So what happened is that the Lord created an eye for him. When the disciples asked the Lord at the beginning, if this man was a sinner in a previous life, because they had this thought about that maybe the soul would reincarnate and this man sinned in a previous life, that's why he's suffering today, or maybe his parents sinned, so he is suffering. The Lord answered them saying, "Neither this man nor his parents sinned, but that the works of God should be revealed in him." What are these works of God that were revealed in the man born blind? Many things have been revealed in this story that tells us about whom God is, what are his attributes, what he is after, what he is looking for in the heart of every one of us. The first thing that we know and we learn it from the story of today, that God came to seek and to save those who were lost and who never saw the light. This man has no one to care about him. At the beginning of his life, at the beginning of the story today, he was just a poor beggar standing to ask the people to help him. And the Lord found him there. At the end of the story, he was cast out of the synagogue and the Lord found him again. This is whom the Lord, whom we worship, the one who came and seek and save those who were lost and they have no one to care about them. This man, even in the middle of the story, was abandoned by his own parents. They were afraid to answer the Pharisees about who healed him, so they said, "He is of age, ask him." It's something that comforts the heart of every one of us when we trust that God, whom we worship, whom we follow, and put our trust in Him, He will come to seek and save those who were lost and never were able to see the light before. Something else we learn from the story of today about the works of God is God's institution of the work of grace enabled through man's obedience. This is how God wants to save man. He is willing to give if we are ready to receive. He could have created the eye for this man and then just saying a word, "Open," and then his eyes would open and he would see. But God did not do it this way. One of his works that he wanted to teach us, that we should be working with him our part. For example, in the story of today, he said to the man, "Go and wash your eyes in the lake of Siloam." And then when he came back, he was able to see. We could debate this forever. Should the man go there or not? Was not enough that the Lord would order his eyes to be opened and that's it? What if the man said to him, "I'm not going to go to the lake. If you are able to save me, to open my eyes, you can make it now and immediately. If you cannot, why I should incur the trouble of going and washing my eyes there?" This story is a symbol of what we receive in the mystery of baptism. When we accept God's grace, when we obey and we submit and we come, when we go in the water, we believe that we will be buried with Him. And when we come out, we receive forgiveness of sins and we will become born again Christians. God wanted to reveal His institution about how He wants to work with man, how grace works with our strife in order for us at the end to be able to see the light. Another work of God that was revealed in the story today is the Lord's power is demonstrated in how He created an eye for the blind. In the same way, He was hinting to the Pharisees and the scribes how He created man from the beginning, from the dust. He just breathed into it, and then the dust became man. In the same way also, God today is doing the same. From the dust, He is creating an eye to the man. God's power and might was shown in the story of today, and how He was able to create for this man an eye. The verb create would entail the man who would be able to do it is a creator, and creator only applies on God. It was never ever heard in the story between God and man that it was given for any man at any time in history that he was able to create something out of nothing. The people who are asking, and sometimes they are questioning the deity of the Lord, and said that He never said, "I am God," but He did what God only can do. He created an eye for the man in order to teach us and let us know about Him, that He is the one who created man from the beginning. He came to restore his sight. Another work that was revealed today is the Lord's ability to transform a dependent beggar into a brave debater. Maybe actually this is one of the miracles that did not get the attention of many. We are only fascinated with this man now has an eye. But actually more than this, this beggar who lived all of his life just waiting for others to give him something was able to stand for himself and stand before the Pharisees and the scribes and debate with them and shame them. How God is to be praised in His mighty acts, how He can transform not only how we look, but actually how our hearts will be set. A beggar, yes. A poor person, yes. A person who had no one, yes. A follower, no. This was the case today. If this man was able to stand for himself like this, how ought that all of us would be imitators of him? How our children should be inspired with the courage that this man acquired from the Lord, that I can stand before the whole world and say to them, this man is not a sinner. We know that God does not listen to sinners, and that because he did this, that he is a person that was accepted by God. This simple debate was not seen by the Pharisees and the scribes. Was not something that was revealed to them. They did not want to accept it. But this poor person taught them and taught us that we should not be intimidated by the power of others around us. We look sometimes to the culture and the community and the peer pressure and say, how can we stand before this? How can a student in his class stand before everyone and say that I am a follower of Christ? And because I am like him, I cannot live immoral. I cannot say profanity. I cannot utter or say any word that would make him to be ashamed. This is something that we can learn from this man. If this blind person was able to do it, then certainly we can. He was empowered by the Lord's grace, and sure, the same grace is also able to transform us and to make us to stand for what we believe, not being afraid or intimidated by anyone. One of the works that was revealed to us today is God's choice of the weak to shame the wise. The Lord did not choose a speaker, a person who is talented in debates, in order for this person to shame the Pharisees and the scribes who learned the scripture since they were young. But he chose a person who never received any kind of education. This man never had the chance to read anything, but he was able to shame them. As St. Paul said to the Corinthians in his first epistle, but God has chosen the foolish things of the world to put to shame the wise, And God has chosen the weak things of the world to put to shame the things which are mighty. This how God functions. The moment I feel in myself that I am something I can, I am given, then at that time God cannot work in me. If he works in me, it will be at the end make me to feel more proud about myself, because at the beginning I knew that I can make it. The more I feel in myself like I am this man born blind, I have nothing, I didn't learn anything, I'm just waiting for him to give me, by then God will use me to shame those people who are counting themselves among the wise. This is how God's economy is, to choose those people who are nobodies. No one would consider them, no one even will listen. At the end of the story, the Pharisees get angry at him and said that you are born in sin, you are teaching us whom you are. But look here how they were not able to truly argue with him. He said to them, this man cannot be a sinner. How can you think this way? And this man did this miracle. God does not listen to sinners. They were not able to stand before the wisdom that this one was saying. God chose a weak person to shame the wise. So this story carries to us many, many lessons that we can meditate upon. It tells us again whom God is. As he said at the beginning, this person was sick in order for the works of God should be revealed in him. As we have just mentioned, something for us to remember, that these works of God are that God came to seek and to save those who were lost and who never saw the light. God's institution of the work of grace is enabled through man's obedience. The Lord's power is demonstrated in creating an eye for the blind. The Lord's ability to transform a dependent beggar into a brave debater. And God's choice of the weak to shame the wise. To God is the glory forever and ever. Amen.